With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. Northwood's State Representative Calvin Callahan is among lawmakers calling for accountability for Canadian officials after wildfire smoke blanketed much of Wisconsin over the last week. Callahan's letter called for real consequences if Canada fails to get wildfires under control and an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices. State lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota also signed off on the request, which was submitted to the U.S. EPA. Governor Tony Evers says he's aware of the letter and doesn't believe it's helpful. He says there's been talks between leaders in Wisconsin and Manitoba.
The leadership in Manitoba, they're good people. They're not just sending this down here just willy-nilly. It's a huge province that has lots of trees.
Evers made the comment during a stop in Wausau yesterday. Wisconsin has seen more than 20 days of poor air quality this summer due to the wildfire smoke. And as the smoke moves out, the heat and humidity returns, and with it comes different health concerns. The heat index is to peak in the mid-90s the next 2 days. Heat is attributed to roughly 2,000 deaths annually in the U.S. Children and the elderly are particularly vulnerable. At least 20 children in the U.S. have died this year after being left in a hot car. Aspirus Health strongly advises all caregivers to never leave children alone in a vehicle, even for a moment. If you see a child alone in a car, call 911 immediately. Amanda Tabin is the Safe Kids and Injury Prevention Coordinator at Aspirus Wausau Hospital.
Cracking a window doesn't help as much as people will think that it will. It doesn't do all that much to lower the temperature in a vehicle. So the best practice is to make sure you don't leave any kids or pets in a vehicle unattended, even for a minute.
Leaving a child in a car is often not intentional. Parents get tired and have a lot on their minds, or are going someplace they don't typically take their child, so they forget that they're in the back seats. Tabin recommends avoiding distractions and create reminders, like putting a teddy bear in their car seat when they're not in the car and moving it to the front seat when the child is in the car.
So you have that as a visual cue that your child is in the back seat and needs to be taken out of the car seat before you turn off and get out of the vehicle.
Young children are particularly vulnerable as their bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A Rhinelander man died in a Vilas County car crash last week. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office released his name yesterday. On Tuesday, July 29th, there was a single vehicle crash on Highway 17 near Hanson Hill Road in Phelps. The 911 caller said they found the truck in a ditch just before 6:30 that morning. The truck had hit a tree. The driver, 31-year-old Carter Weigand, was the only one in the truck. He died in the crash. The case is still under investigation. Environmental advocates are calling on the Michigan legislature to pass a pair of bills that would address the complex realities of air pollution. Rep. Pivato has more.
In July, the Protecting Overburdened Communities Act was introduced in both chambers of the legislature. It would require state regulators to consider the combined health impact of all pollutants rather than measure them separately when reviewing new projects. Chris Gilmer Hill with the Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition says when communities are subject to multiple sources of pollution, it makes sense to measure the cumulative effects.
We don't get to pick and choose what sources of pollution we're going to breathe into our bodies each day. I don't get to decide that Tuesday is going to be a sulfur dioxide day. I don't get to pick that I'm only going to breathe concrete dust every other Wednesday. We know that our communities are dealing with all of these things at the same time.
He says while federal air quality regulations may be relaxed, state governments can and must act to protect citizens. The bill would allow regulators to deny projects or impose added conditions prior to approval. Brett Pivato reporting.
At the Langley County Fairgrounds, people generally come to enjoy rides, food, and livestock. But this time, they're coming to better take care of themselves. Over 60 community organizations took part in the Langley County's health care fair this week, offering connections to physical therapy, senior health care, and more. Sheila Ryan is the Officer of Health and Services.
The goal is to increase access to health resources, along with promoting community health by empowering individuals to take an active role in their well-being.
Beyond health resources, they provide free eye and hearing testing, free hair cutting services, food, and door prizes. Kids are encouraged to take part in their bike rodeo, where they can learn how to stay safe while biking while earning prizes. Megan Williams is the health officer for the Langlade County Health Department.
We're hearing in the community that people didn't know a lot about like how to access resources, and so we decided that it was a good time to bring all of our community partners together.
This is the second year of the fair. Organizers say they want to keep it going for many years to come. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. And for WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.